Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, or are we just... Stop. We're a little behind on
Thanksgiving.
We're a little behind on today's show, so we're just going to jump right into it. We're advancing into week 15. We've got Chess Liam joining us, Tuttle's, you know, doing ownership for Soccer Slates, and we're just going to go all in on week 15. So stick around. It's a Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com.
Can you see the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little.
Just live a little, guys.
All right, happy December since I wasn't here last week. Shout out to Davis and Pete for covering, and from what I have been told, just doing an unbelievable job on last week's show.
It was just ship chasing. We just did an episode of ship chasing at Wednesday at noon.
That feels so long ago. I couldn't even remember that. I was like, oh, yeah, that was the Crane show.
All right.
He's a forgettable guest.
All right. Well, as far as this upcoming week, we are talking about advance rates. Just let's just clear the air because people want to know. Yes, I had a better advance rate than Davis in the underdog drafts, even though for like the first 8 weeks were just like bits I was doing.
How many did you do, though?
I mean, that's not really the point, is it?
Well,
really?
It is. Obviously, you're going to have a sample size error there. If you did 20 drafts, it's better. It's going to be easier to advance a higher rate because one team or two teams could swing.
The larger the sample size, the greater chance of your poor play being exposed via advance rate is what
that would be. That would be correct. It was like the 76ers, you know, trying to speed up the pace of play in the Michael Carter Williams era.
33. I did 33, and again, like eight of those were bits. So
did the people need to know? Did the blindfold team advance?
I don't think it advanced. I was looking. I did advance one that I scored 160 to knock out Pete of one. So
okay,
sorry Pete for that.
What the people really need to know is how many of these advancing don't have Deshaun Watson on them.
I can tell that.
You can use the BBDM leaderboard to filter that out.
That was the amazing part is that I looked and like 40% of my teams that advanced had three quarterbacks, and that's probably because of the number of quarterback or the number of lineups that had or drafts that had Tannehill and Watson in them. So
do you know that what I need to do a final tally on mine, but I want to say of all the different stream configurations I did, I think I had one of the highest of my Swolecast. I think I advanced like four or five of our Swolecast teams.
Well, that would, if you think about it, that makes logical sense because you're not going, we didn't tell people when we were joining. So we didn't have True. So many, we didn't have so many of the sickos, and you had Dave in the draft. So he was taking all the shitty players.
David yeah, Van Zero, Deshaun
four
Watson.
Four or five. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also advancing, I think 30 teams in the DraftKings, Millie. And then yes, I do have a top 100 in the drafters. So, looking like a solid EV season for your boy.
I got a little report there on drafters.
Yeah.
Auto drafting 400 teams on drafters with JSN ranked in the third round. Not a great way to turn those 400 entries.
You are just burning through entries that they're at the end.
Yes, I auto drafted. I maxed.
DM'd me asking if I wanted to do a $250 drafters. I was like, "Is this?"
I was trying to fill it
right now.
I was trying to fill it, and I do have Puka on one of my high stakes teams there, but I mean, no one cares. Whatever. Like it didn't end well. The drafters auto drafting experiment did not end well.
Well, I heard that auto drafting actually leads to a positive advance rate. So a thread that I saw yesterday said.
I mean, we're gonna have to save these debates for the off season.
Yeah, right. we got a lot of time left. We need we need one Overzet's overview.
Okay, just real quick, I just want to give a shout out.
We still haven't even introduced our guest.
Yeah, Chess Liam's here.
I said Chess Liam's here. The man needs no introduction. I do want to give a shout out while we're talking about best ball to spikeweek.com where you can get all their tools there. So shout out to the guys over there. And again, Eric just shipping winners in the props and pick 'em package that we're running on RotoGrinders. All right. Let's move on from best ball to week 15. Because things are getting interesting now. Things are by interesting, I mean kind of gross, right?
No, so, this is a sick slate, I feel like, on Sunday.
Okay.
I like it.
Let's get into Pete Overzet's overview.
Got that dog in a butt. Got that dog in a butt. Overzet overview. Come on.
Clear eyes, full hearts, new Patrick Laird shirt. This Overzet overview can't lose. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great joy that I share the following news to Swolecast Nation. We finished in 675th place out of 85,400 entries in the Week 14 5K Challenge DoorDash and Clay Matthews Sunday Football Series. We rolled out a Lamar Jackson double stack with OBJ and Isaiah Likely. We put in Drake London and Rashi Rice. We cashed, guys, for $2 in a total free roll. $0 to $2. As far as I'm concerned, that is on the Mount Rushmore of Swolecast accomplishments.
That Someone goes down in the annals. ROI.
Yeah. It's incredible. I should also mention that the dustiest DFS player of all time, Clay Matthews, rolled out a naked Josh Dobbs with two Ravens running backs. Have fun staying poor, brother. As Kitchen mentioned at the top of the show, the best ball regular season came to a close, and it is time to review how the Swolecast fared in BBM4. Kitchen was kind of dancing around it, but I wanted to get some actual numbers here. Username Peter Overzet had a 22% advance rate on 150 entries, closely followed by Soccer Dave with a 21.2% advance rate. I'm not sure what's more impressive, me doing that while streaming them all, or Kitchen doing that after taking Deshaun Watson in every draft. congratulations, Kitchen, on an incredible accomplishment. Davis Maddock finished with a 20.7% advance rate as he attempted to chase Kerrain. I feel like, Davis, this is where you say, I had a better advance rate on DK which is our new generation's. I actually won on FanDuel though. Lost on DraftKings, won on FanDuel.
My best ball teams go to a different school. My best ball teams go to a different school.
Yes. And Chess Liam, our guest today, finished with a 20% advance rate, but every single player in his portfolio is a low advance rate guy you'll need in week 17. So congrats on that, Liam. The perfect portfolio. Mr. Tuttle of Five, not available. I did query. He didn't draft a single BBM four team.
No, he did. He did one. He did do one. He told us
what's his username on Underdog. I typed in Mr. Tuttle of Five.
Big Tut. Big Tut.
Something different.
Let me ping him. Let me ping him and see if I can get an answer.
Ping him while he's not on this show so we could do soccer projections and ask him what his Underdog username is. All right, as for DFS, this is a forward-thinking show. Week 15 main slate. It does still seem so far away. We still have to watch Easton Stick versus whatever quarterback the Raiders are rolling out there. Then we have Thanksgiving in December slate that features Nick Mullins versus Jake Browning in a Mitch Trubisky versus Gardner Minshew. And then we'll eventually get to Sunday. And when we do, we are greeted by a 1 p.m. slate where the highest total is 41.5 across all of the 1 p.m. games. That's the Packers and Bucks game. But eventually, mercifully, we will finally arrive at the 4 p.m. games. And like a man wandering in the desert who finds a canteen, an oasis for us GPP bros will emerge because we have the Rams and Commanders with a 49-point total, the Niners-Cardinals game with a 48-point total, and the ultimate oasis, a Cowboys-Bills game with a truly shocking, inspiring, once-in-a-lifetime 50.5-point total with the team of destiny, as Liam will tell us here in a little bit. Back to you, Dave. Week 15 is going to be a good one.
I hope so. I'm surprised you guys got 600. Was it 675th?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was the Ewing theory. You took our best DFS player off the show and we somehow found success.
Right. I did see one of the comments said that they were without the FanDuel lineup last week, without me on the
show.
None
of us could log in. None of us could log in on FanDuel.
Literally.
They shipped it. So congrats. I think it was Brad Moore. Congrats to Brad. Congrats to everybody that won last week. Congrats to Davis for just crushing cash games this year. I mean, really, for as much grief as I give him.
It is going to be such a goddamn rude awakening next year when I go back to normal results of just flip-flopping weeks, because it's the most unsustainable run of my career in DraftKings cash games. It's not going to be fun next year.
You know when it's not going to be fun? Week 18 when I
come. No, we're going to ship it, dude. Buddy. Come on. We're building shippers.
I'm working on the shell, dude. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Bills Miami week 18.
Oh,
Devin A. Chain.
We're the division. We're the division, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, the Dolphins are missing the playoffs now, brother. If Tyreek can't play, it's ogre.
They're like 100% to make it. They cannot not make it.
Yeah, but besides that, they're not making the playoffs.
let me double check Chess Liam's math.
They need only win one game.
Liam, you should put out your screw you, New York Times model, screw your Sumner Sports model. Let's get the proprietary actual playoff odds for all teams from Liam. I want this on an iPhone notepad.
I went through the ESPN playoff machine and chose every game on stream. Yes. And I ended up with Browns as the wild card. Dolphins lose the division. They're the sixth seed. And Bills are the fourth seed because they win the division.
I love it.
The Broncos are going to host the Chiefs in a playoff game, and it's going to be the worst day of my goddamn life.
The Broncos, they need to lose to the Raiders or something because they're a lock at this point.
Mm. All right. Let's build a...
Do you still have the man flu, Dave? This is a low energy.
Yeah, you're out of it.
I really need you to amp it back
Sorry.
Up.
Sorry.
It's week 15.
Sorry. I know, and we're coming off a Monday... We're coming off a Monday night win. I didn't even say anything about the Titans, but it's nice knowing that you have a, people are calling him Josh Allen 2.0. And so the toughness that he brings, the energy that he brings, I need to channel that a little bit.
You know what, D-Hop, Dave? I would sort of interject and start to make fun of the Titans thing. I'm actually I'm a Levis buyer. I'm shipping. I'm market ordering Levis stock right now. I just, he's kind of just, he's kind of just got it, brother.
Like real like, NFL player, like Tyreek is being like, Levis is legit. And that makes me
Did you see DeAndre Hopkins like Instagram post about Will Levis? He loves this dude.
He loves him. And people and people were questioning if he likes him or not. But after that, he posted the picture of him with a cigarette in his mouth, basically. And he replied to someone and said, I play with a lot and this guy can bowl. So
hang on, Kitchen. Let me give you one more pick me up before we move on. I was with Underdog at the Dog Bowl Live Final this past week, and old school DFS player Rad Thad, I wasn't familiar with him, but he had qualified for the Underdog Live Final, has been to all kinds of DraftKings Live Finals over the years. I do an interview with him. I throw it to him, and he goes, hear ye, hear ye. And then Wakes is a little shout out for the Swolecast there. So Rad Thad at the Underdog Final, also a Swolecast viewer. So if you're watching today, Rad Thad, congratulations. Had a sick team, a Jake Browning double stack that didn't quite end up getting there, but was awesome to meet him.
Yeah, Rad Thad is an OG.
Super OG. Yeah. Like one tournament's on Draft Street OG.
Yeah. And used to do a lot of stuff for Roto-Grinders. So glad to see he's doing well and crushing. Quarterbacks for this week. Davis, start with you.
Well, every single week, you just look at the quarterback pricing and you go, all right, did they adjust Brock Purdy's price enough? They don't adjust Brock Purdy's price enough. And Brock Purdy just ends up being in the million-dollar lineup again. He got up to $6,800, which is... more, you know, less expensive than Allen by a bit, less expensive than Dak, less expensive than Fields, less expensive than Tua, only marginally more expensive than Sam Howell. Sam Howell will be your slappy play of the week. You'll put in your, oh, no one will think to play Jahan Dotson and Logan Thomas with Sam Howell with the Cooper Cup bring back. And then you show up and that's like 11% combinatorially owned or whatever. Like just at like absolutely classic. So Purdy is number one for me. Dak, clear number two. I mean, Dak, and I, you know, it's unclear what we have for like punt options.
Clear number two at $8,000.
I mean, Purdy's 200 away from Fields. They priced them up a little bit at least.
Yeah. Well, I did the Fields thing last week. I think this is a much worse spot for Fields. This is not going to be where every time red zone cuts to that game, it's not going to be Justin Fields like snapping off 19 yard runs. Also, did you guys read the Cole Kmet quote about the 4th-and-13 play? The whole team couldn't believe it. The whole team was like, no way are they going to jump offside here. Like, we're not running a play. They could not believe that the Lions jumped offside on the DJ Moore 4th-and-13 touchdown. So, I don't think the Browns are going to be making mistakes like that. I mean, Fields is a fine play. Not saying I'm locking him out of my pool or anything, but Purdy just gets like 26 every week, and he brings along either one of IU, Kittle, or Debo, who also gets 30. So it's just like, it's kind of hard to beat that.
Liam, $8,200 Josh Allen or $8,000 Dak Prescott. I'll take my answer off the air.
I mean,
where do you get your ideas?
Wall, scorched earth, Josh Allen. Josh, I mean, everyone knows about D-Hember, but he may be passing the torch because ever since Joe Brady's been at the helm, Josh Allen up from 4 rushing attempts a game to 8. So Bills at home. I'm just saying this Josh Allen's going to need to put it on his back against an aggressive.
He needs to rush. He has needed to rush more. I mean, this whole thing about him not running to start the season, I think is really kind of what put them behind the eight ball.
How many fantasy points did he have against the Chiefs? Not a lot, right?
Not a lot. Like
it was decent. It was like first half. Most of those were first half. And then they kind of, whatever in the second half.
Well, if I can do my say the line, Bart, which was Sammy Reed's greatest line in the history of the Gilcast this last week to Nate, the Sims, I'm going to guess, are not going to be super bullish on Allen stuff because his teammates either don't project well, Gabe Davis, Kincaid, Cook, Knox, and his guy who does project well projects worse than the guys who are right around him in salary and in Stephon Diggs. So like, not even to say you can't play Josh Allen or whatever, but it's not going to be a spot where the Sims are like, you got to get Josh Allen in.
Well, they're not going to say you got to get $8,000 Dak in when he's 200 cheap from Allen.
Well, the Sims are going to tell you to play Purdy. I mean, it's just a stone.
I mean,
well,
Stafford has rarely worked this year, right?
Stafford against the Commanders would be,
yeah,
What's the purpose of Sims?
The ultimate conundrum, right? The guy who has exhibited no ceiling all year finally gets the nut matchup here against the Commanders. Like, can he do the Brock Purdy thing and finally crest a 30-point game? Like, that's the big question with Matthew Stafford for tournaments.
I mean, he's already been in a Millie Maker winning lineup once, right? The Kyren return game, correct? With four passing touchdowns. Still didn't get 300 yards in that game, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Rushing quarterbacks have always given the 49ers problems. Kyler Murray on deck.
Okay, right. Just real quick, what's the purpose of having Sims if Davis and Liam are already telling us what the Sims are going to tell us?
Because everyone pays for the Sim, so you know that they just get the Sim results from Davis and Liam.
Well, Dave, you must not be paying attention. This is the new meta game in DFS where the best plays are actually getting way over-owned relative to the ownership projections. There's been Sheets PWN, Sheets Pwn, has been tweeting out like examples of how far off industry projections have been on ownership. I've not checked this week. I don't know if it was as bad, but like the last month before week 14, it was like the top six most owned plays were like sometimes as much as 50% more owned than the projections had them. Like, I believe the industry consensus projection on Tyreek, the Zach Moss week, was like 34%, and he ended up being, I believe, 55% in the Millie Maker, stuff like that.
Okay.
I had a good week with the Sim stuff because I was in Miami, and normally I just IKB off all the stuff the Sims likes that I don't like. You know, and this week it had like Garrett Wilson in there, Evan Ingram, and I didn't touch it. It's like, otherwise I'd have been like, get the hell out of here, double tight end Evan Ingram. Get the hell out of here, Garrett Wilson. Sometimes the Sims know, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and my thing is like, the Sims know. Davis and Liam don't know what the Sims know.
Well, like the obvious thing that you're missing is that I can know what the Sims have for one independent variable, i.e. Brock Purdy's optimal rate. What I obviously can't do in my head is figure out all the other corresponding parts of that and also know why the lineup is IV plus EV just by looking at it.
Yeah, I just seems like a crutch. Great bit. Yeah. We need an IBM Watson type challenge where Davis goes against a Sim in just cash game head to head for a full season, and Davis is just like YOLO late swapping to try to catch up against the Sims cash game lineup.
Well, let me pour some cold water on my own swap kingness this year. I have been a swap king this year, but the answer has just been that the 49ers have been in all these afternoon games, and I've just been swapping to Debo Samuel, who gets 40 every week. So it's pretty easy when that's the alternative.
Yeah. You also were asking, what should I show in this room of people that were losing? Davis had an actual winning team with Drake London, who had like 35 points. Davis was like, should I swap? Just ticking off everybody in the chat. So with that being said, let's go ahead and create a DraftKings lineup.
Do it.
So it sounded like we had like some intro music for it there. Yeah.
All right, let's give our guest Chess Liam the first pick.
Oh, that's well, dangerous. I think, you know, probably one of the best plays on the slate. I've heard a lot of chatter on Twitter. Oh, this is Matt Stafford week. This is Matt Stafford week. So just throw in Kyren Williams at a nice discount from CMC there against the Commanders. He gets all the work.
I think that is a perfectly cromulent pick, Liam. I think that's really
can't
good.
Say anything bad about Kyren Williams.
Starting us off.
Okay. Davis?
I'm trying to figure out who the AT Perry play of the week is. No, I will. You know what, Dave? I'm actually going to cater to you. Yeah. I'm going to select Chig Okonkwo as our salary saver to give everyone else some room to play around.
Chig Okonkwo is awful. Okay.
He's the Matthew Stafford of tight ends. Has never had a ceiling game in his goddamn life.
He's just actively bad.
He's $2,900 and he's got exactly six targets in each of his last three games. That's all I got for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, so much for beating Clay this week.
Clay double Baltimore running backs is going to get us.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
All right. Last week, I gave you the sub 5K 30 ball from Drake London. We're going to run it back this week with another sub 5K 30 ball from one Mr. Jaden Reed.
Okay, Peter, aren't you worried that this is like the $4,900 wide receiver who ends up being 21% owned, completely uncorrelated from the game that he's in, or do you not care?
You mean like Rashee Rice last week?
Or Drake London?
Man. Or Drake London?
I've been hoisted by my own. I've been hoisted by my own sim petard here.
What if Christian Watson's active? Are we swapping that?
No.
No, it doesn't matter.
Jaden Reed. I mean, if you want to use the dog index, the GAM index, I mean, it's Jaden so Reed high. He's the Debo There's Samuel of the Packers.
Yeah.
All right. I got to choose quarterback. I have to choose between Amari or Garrett Wilson.
I know what Nate. Nate.
Why do you have to choose between those two?
Because they have 30 mph winds in Miami.
Oh, that's true. All right, so give me Amari. And people have been saying it in my mentions, but I was right about this Browns offense. It just took Flacco to kind of illustrate it last week. But the thought behind the play was
when
accurate.
You say when mentions, you mean that singular, right? One mention.
It doesn't matter. I mean, really?
Over the past 4 weeks, Chicago is the second best pass defense in the NFL after the 49ers.
I mean, are you scared of the Bears defense?
Bit. Yeah, I'm scared of that. Their defense is legit.
Don't be scared.
I'm not that scared.
This is a showdown between two Sun runners with their favorite teams, Liam and his Bills and Kitchen with his Browns.
I just thought Kitchen was going to throw Levis in there, the little Chig correlation.
Well,
that's too far off the board, I think.
Yeah.
5400.
Trying to beat Clay Matthews, guys.
All right, Liam, it's back to you, brother.
All right, I think a lot of people are going to be scared off this play. It's going to put us in a bit of a salary crunch, but the Dallas defense is a boom-bust defense. And
oh boy.
I know Davis doesn't believe in this, but I know some other people do. Diggs, historically, much better against man defense. Gabe Davis, counterintuitively, is better against zone defense. So give us Stephon Diggs in a DK Metcalf-type game against the Dallas D.
I
thought you were going to talk about playing the Dallas Cowboys defense, but of course it was.
Yeah, of course it was
to get to Stephon Diggs.
No one's going to play him. People are talking about the low ADOT. They're going to be scared about James Cook. He's going to be like 3%.
Where do you get your ideas?
Yeah,
I just told you.
Okay. All right. Do we have the salary for this? Can I go Purdy and then put Debo in the flex? Does that work?
You don't get two plays.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work anyway.
Do we need to stack Purdy? He just brings along everyone.
Let's do Jordan Love with Reed.
Sure. All right. Love, and then I will take a running back. We'll count Love as Peter's pick. I will take... I'll take Breece Hall.
Yeah, great play in the wind.
Dude, the ball only has to travel 3 yards on a check down. It's fine.
Yeah.
Nine targets last week.
Breece Hall is the literal check down king. He's got 38 targets the last month of the season. It's unbelievable, this guy.
Love it.
Looking at defenses now, what's the cheap defense we want to go for? Bills. Jets versus Miami?
Bills.
I think the Bills are fine. I think the Jets are a great play, actually, in the win.
Yeah, actually,
the Jets are like going to be super chalk, I bet.
Yeah.
But the Sims like them, so Sims will suggest them.
Dave, okay. All right, Dave. Have you ever run the Sims? Have you ever gone into Sim Labs, clicked, ran around? Have you run the Sims Erroneous. On Sim Labs?
Yes, I have. But if you ask me right now to tell you who the Sims are going to project, I would not know. I would not know without like going in there and running the Sims. Like that's the whole purpose of the Sims is to reduce the human element.
A Dobbs double stack fits perfectly, or you could lean into the double tight end meta and roll out Trey McBride.
Or McBride. Dallas is not... Tight ends get targets against Dallas D. That's happened.
Why don't we just take McKinnon? Isn't that the path of least resistance here?
Gibson. Antonio,
so we now have four New different England suggestions.
Top run defense over the past 4 weeks. Just saying.
All right, the listeners can choose their own adventure. I'm closing this lineup with Jerick McKinnon.
I'm double stacking it with Romeo Doubs.
Is Brian Robinson playing this week?
I'm playing Jets defense instead.
All right. If Robinson isn't playing, Gibson is a lock. This is when all the Antonio Gibson shares just come to life.
Here's
this might
the thing:
be the
you're,
least
you're
agreement
forgetting
on the final pick we've ever had.
Dave, you're forgetting the meta narrative, which is that it's the best ball playoffs, which means it's time for McKinnon to start scoring 33 points on 8 touches.
It's time for my Antonio Gibson shares to actually realize.
I don't think
Zeke
so, Dave.
Gets the worst run defense over the past 4 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, Zeke is like a play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their team total is like 13.
It was last week, too.
Your talk is crazy, but he's going to have a lot of usage.
I mean, he's going to be Breece Hall. He's going to get 8 dump offs.
Aren't you worried about Jermichael Hasty?
He was inactive last week. Yeah. Does that mean we're transitioning to running back, David?
Kitchen is out of it today.
No. I'm looking at some of these running backs.
David, David's running the sim. David is in the sim lab right now.
This is his sim face.
It's his first time seeing the Sims, and his eyes are like, "What am I looking at?"
Like the numbers from.
It's Neo learning jujitsu. Is what we just.
I also
right
don't
there.
Think we even have the Sims up for the main slate for sim labs. Because it's just too early in the week.
It's the dude from The Hangover with all the math.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I can start us off at running back here. Are we as a collective buying Bijan Robinson as a stone cold workhorse? He basically has been each of the last 3 weeks. Played a bunch of him in tournaments last week. Ritter is still terrible, but like not terrible enough that you won't want to use his running back.
Dude, you pull out the flow chart for this week, right? I mean, Panthers, everyone gets there against the Panthers.
True. And there's always money.
They got 3 defenders back, but yeah, they're still not great.
Wow, look at your hand in the dirt.
Man, that changes things. A little bit.
Liam,
what defenders did they get back, Liam?
They got back J.C. Horn, I think a D lineman and like a linebacker or something.
Okay. All right. I'm manually docking Bijan Robinson in the Sims that are in my head.
Man,
I think Pollard's a really strong play against Buffalo. People will probably play Lamb more, just like check down Kingdom to Pollard.
Yeah, Rico Dowdle getting the 1 yard carry last week, not great because kind of the whole thesis about Pollard is that he's going to score the 1 yard touchdowns eventually. He looks a little bit better though. Just like
he looks way better.
Yeah.
He looks like healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you have to choose between Kyren Williams, Saquon Barkley, or Achan.
Kyren, Saquon.
Achan for me. I'm an Achan maxi. I'm going down with that ship.
Especially with the wind, I think Achan's a strong play.
He's like objectively the worst play of that bunch because Mostert just is like getting more work than him, like straight up when games are close.
Well, it depends. Like,
but he's like the garbage time or losing. Yeah. Like if this game gets out of hand, like
saying the Jets are going to just pulverize the Dolphins?
No, brother.
When the Dolphins like beat up on teams, they're just like it's Achan show.
I would say Achan was in during like the 2 minute drill when they were down, you know, he's getting those.
What about the poor man's Kyren Williams who just does it every single week, Rashad White?
That's what I was just saying. His price tag is just getting
not that poor though. He's $500 cheaper.
They finally, after a whole season of averaging like 19 and a half points per game, they finally moved him above
7K Rashad White.
More expensive than Tony Pollard. That's how you know like how the season has gone.
That's how you know. That's why I didn't advance 50% of my teams. You figured it out. You figured it out right there.
Do you think people are gonna forget about James Cook again? Because I think the Joe Brady narrative is really real.
Well, Joe Brady forgets about him for like large stretches of the game, so the people might.
Joe Brady believes in targeting running backs, though.
I mean, it's like one thing for it to be Latavius Murray getting in there, but Ty Johnson running like 20% of the available running back routes, it's not what you want for James Cook. I would say that.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
If you want floor.
That's what are we doing? We do not. We literally are. It's the opposite of the exercise we are doing. The floor outcome doesn't matter.
All right. How about mid 5K guys? Who do you prefer? Choose your fighter: Chuba Hubbard or Jerome Ford.
Don't you have to throw in Antonio Gibson in there? Like if
no, If Robinson misses, Chris Rodriguez is going to get 18 touches. And
that's what we said last time.
I like Spears too.
Ooh. Okay. I'm just going to throw a little wrench in here. Titans are favored. It's going to be outdoors in December.
I've heard of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this was literally
because we don't know about Stroud. I think Stroud plays.
This was literally the thesis, Dave, as to why this was the first year ever that I drafted Derrick Henry in best ball, which is that he gets the Houston Texans twice in the playoffs. Like
Houston's run D is much better than 5 years ago.
So isn't this a wonderful time of year when all of our best ball memes come to life? Texans twice in the fantasy playoffs. Jared Goff gets 3 dome games, dude. It's all
amazing.
Here,
yeah.
It's here.
Yeah. I don't think that Stroud plays. Otherwise, really? They would not be 3-point dogs.
No.
Right?
Didn't you hear the NFL solved concussions, dude? It's a 5-day injury now. You just come back.
I mean, unless it's like a real serious concussion, their season's on the line. Like they're going to play him to me.
Derrick Henry emerged from the concussion protocol in like 6 hours last week.
What's the concussion?
Yeah, Vrabel
doesn't
said,
have one either.
Yeah, Vrabel said actually it's not a concussion.
It wasn't a concussion.
It
had something.
It was a head hit.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, Mostert is definitely a play. I think it's the ownership discrepancy between A-Chain and Mostert will be pretty interesting because the Slappies, I speak as a member of Slappy Nation, can't wait to click Devin A-Chain. The Sims have a hard time with Mostert. I know this because on the 2-game slate, I played 150 teams and I was like, please give me more Raheem Mostert. I could not get him above like 15% of rosters.
He was like 25% owned on like a 3-game slate, Mostert.
Yeah.
No one's clicking him.
Yeah.
All right.
No one's clicking
him. Christian McCaffrey, he's 9,300. Like, we got to mention something about him, right?
Did it take a lot of courage to mention him, Dave?
Yeah, after the Debo touchdown, after getting sniped, after the 72-yard run
in Week 4.
Yeah, Nate on the Gilcast said, guys, we need to start taking this seriously. That they're just giving Debo the touchdowns instead. Like, they're not that serious about giving McCaffrey the touchdowns. Like, maybe we need to stop just jamming him in at 9,200.
Actually a pretty good Nate impression.
I think he's only got like 5 targets the last 3 weeks or something just because they've been smoking these teams. But
is this a slate where CMC is going to be like 30% owned again like he's been the past?
No,
because there's not a 3K guy.
Well, and people are also going to be just worried about blowout risk.
On the flip side, he's by far the most attractive of the super expensive guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like who else are you clicking? Not Tyreek.
Not Kamara.
Maybe Lamb. Definitely not Diggs.
Yeah.
Well, if Tyreek plays and he is unclicked, there's your generational wealth play. You just play an 8% on Tyreek on every team.
10K.
Who cares? He's Tyreek can get 40 in any spot.
I think Tyreek said, I can no longer cut the rest of the year. I'm just going to be going out there and like balling, which I don't
9.9K is absurd for a hobbled wide receiver going.
He said he can't cut anymore. Like what does that mean?
Well, I got infinite Sklansky bucks for 8% on Justin Jefferson last week and then immediately sent him to the hospital. So I might as well do it again with Tyreek this week.
Oh, I did too.
Just play 8.
You're going to have to bully the Sims to get Tyreek. I'll tell you that.
I probably don't have the heart, but Ricky D obviously will show up with him and win $1 million. Like that's just how this goes.
Achan could, like, Achan's the only guy who could do Tyreek things. Like, they gave him a Tyreek route.
They did.
I actually think that's a legit good point. Yeah. That he's the only other. I mean,
like, they might just be like, finally, all right, here's Tyreek 2.
Is this finally the week that Waddle gets 30, but it's also the most owned that he's ever been? Like Waddle ends up projecting super well because Tyreek doesn't play. He super gets there for everyone, and it's just you're holding hands with 35 of your best friends up the top with Jalen Waddle.
All right, let's move on to receiver because that's probably the better conversation to be had. Garrett Wilson, chalky Garrett Wilson.
In 30-mile-per-hour wounds.
Yeah, I don't love that. Can I just start us off with the A.T. Perry of the week?
Yes, please.
Okay. The Houston Texans wide receivers, they're down Nico. They're down Tank. I believe Noah Brown is legit questionable for this game. I think he has a hamstring injury, if I remember correctly. So we are going to be down to only minimum-priced wide receivers, potentially. If Noah Brown plays, maybe it's a little bit different, but we've got maybe Noah Brown, Robert Woods, John Mechie, and Xavier Hutchinson. Hutchinson was the one who ran the most routes last week. He is also minimum priced. Let's say Noah Brown plays. Let's have the four guys. CJ Stroud plays as well, though, in the spot against the Titans. Ultimate pass funnel.
A lot of what ifs to this play.
Basically, if things break a certain way, which of these dust-ass Texans wide receivers are you playing with Stroud?
Well, I saw Karain doing threads about Robert Woods this offseason, so I'd probably go there.
Yeah, I think Hutchinson.
How could you not tout your short king, Tutu Atwell himself, against the Commanders if he's on play?
He's like DeMarcus Robinson season.
DeMarcus Robinson is actually 3,600. He was balling last week.
Trust me. We've all done the DeMarcus Robinson thing.
No, he finally has a good quarterback.
He did it.
What about Jalen Hyatt? The Saints have been brutal on defense.
Yeah, I like that one. I like Jalen Hyatt a lot. The issue you're seeing here, and this is why the super high price guys won't get owned, is there's no Rondale Moore. There's just no agreed upon.
A.T. Perry's there, man. 3,500 versus the Giants.
Yeah, the next time A.T. Perry draws a target, it's going to be the first time. I mean, that guy, I could not have hitched my wagon. I could not have hitched my wagon to a worse shitty wide receiver.
Hey, as a guy who has his brand tied to Tyquan Thornton, welcome to the party, buddy.
I could see DeMario Douglas coming back. 3,900.
Yeah, if he comes back again. Gross. Drake London, let's just do some box score chasing. Drake London, Debo, DeAndre Hopkins, like those guys.
These are your A.T. Perrys?
No,
just talking about receivers.
These guys are all smash plays. I think they're all going to be like Debo is 7,700 is going to find a way to be 23% owned.
I'm tripling down on my take Ayuk over Debo this week.
Oh, Peter, come on, brother. You don't have to.
I mean, there's a $700 price difference. All the slappies are funneling.
Team
into Debo.
Just welcomes you with open arms.
Week, no,
Team
it's Ayuk
Debo
week.
Will have you, brother.
No, it's finally Ayuk week. Going down with this ship.
We did skip over one name at cheap wide receiver. Mingo. It's Wandale Robinson, dude. Short King Summer, brother. He led the team in rushing last week.
Mingo has 19 targets over the past 2 weeks.
Banned.
So bad, though.
Banned. So bad. Jonathan, the math you have to do with Mingo is that an average Jonathan Mingo target is worth half of whatever a real target is worth. So it really means he's
generous.
Maybe less.
Means he's got 8 targets the last 2 weeks.
Dontavian Wicks, I think he's got the high ankle injury, Who replaced him? Was it Heath?
Yes.
Yeah, but Watson strong
play against Tampa.
No, come on, Malik Heath, dude, grow up.
Dude, he caught a touchdown and he caught another one that was called back. He did 3K. Six targets.
If I am thinking, if the Malik Heath guy that I am thinking of is the right guy, he's been a practice squad guy in the NFL for like ever.
Six targets.
Played in college football DFS and he sucked. Right.
Oh, you know, I'm thinking of Malik Turner, who was also a Packer and a Cowboy and is on some other roster now. I'm thinking of a different Malik.
Did he play for USC?
I didn't play him in college football DFS, dude, so I don't remember.
Right. We talked about Stafford. We talked about Kyren. They don't really have any tight ends.
Davis Allen, I think.
Puka's a smash.
Kincaid week.
I was going to say Cooper Kupp. He is ramping up to, like, the Cooper Kupp levels that we have known in the past. Like, I think.
What
that
if I told you his ankle is healthy and he's back? What if
he's
I told
back.
You?
I think so.
I think he might be back. Yeah.
They're both good plays, but I'll take the $500 discount on Puka.
Just roll out the Rams quadruple stack. Kyren,
I think you
Puka.
Could.
It's like the 49er stack from last week. Everyone gets
it. It's really a concentrated offense when you think about it.
No Tutu Atwell?
Yes. Dave, if you would have done the voice, that would have been a great Swolecast moment. If you would have given us Soccer Dave doing Davis, doing an impersonation of Peter doing his Davis impersonation, that could have been a great bit.
Inception layers. We're in too deep. Let's get to any other wide receiver plays before we log on to FanDuel and create a lineup.
Well, we should talk about the Commanders wide receivers because they all are going to get owned because Howell projects so well, and it's the second highest total of the week. We got McLaurin. We got Samuel.
People
and
are
got
so
Dodson.
Burned by McLaurin, dude. They're just going to pile into Curtis Samuel.
Not just McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. Like, both those guys.
Yeah.
How many minutes of this show has David's been doing the voice?
That killed me.
Also, we should just mention a grown-ass man who's done grown-ass man things all year, had a quiet game, should have had a touchdown that they didn't call a touchdown, but Mike Evans, 7,500. I like that game environment. I think Evans, you can just go back to here.
What do you think people are doing with Lamb? Are they going to be jamming that?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to play him.
We just talked so long. I mean, great point, Chess Liam. He should be. That's probably the gold star play of the week is just finding a way to get CD in.
Because that's why you don't need to play Tyreek, right? Because you can just play Lamb and he's healthy and in a better game environment.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice too, 6,100. That's pretty nice.
I'm down. So how many routes did Traylon run last week?
We don't need to talk about
that.
The
week before it was 10. When I did my recaps on stuff this week, I don't even remember seeing his name.
I'll pull it up because I do think he's going to trend up a little bit. Right? They have no reason not to.
3K.
He ran 74% of the routes. Only at
6% one was a long
route run.
Yeah, one was a long route that he just is having.
So he'll probably be back up to like 80%+, depending what that game looks like.
Interesting. And he's 3K. All right. Kitchen impersonating Davis, impersonating Pete, impersonating Davis would be great for new viewers.
There are no new viewers.
What's a new viewer?
This has got to be the most inside self-referential program in DFS.
It took me 3 years to catch up on half the bits.
sometimes people, they will, like, it's just by immersion, like, they catch up on the bits. And sometimes you just see people in the comments that just, like, I just wasted so much time.
There's no fans of this show. It's just Stockholm syndrome. It's been on for so long that they just show up.
There has to be someone who like fell in love with the show and went back and watched like 5 seasons worth in a row. Just like
I used to be a fan of this show when I wasn't on it.
This is how Pete started his ascension. He did a parody video of the Swolecast. And I took notice.
I should have Mans do a parody video of the show in its current state.
Oh.
The problem is Tuttle wouldn't have any lines in the current state. Like Tuttle used to talk on the show, but now it would just be an empty chair.
Well, do you remember the bit from that man's parodied was it was Tuttle always deferring to Silva? Like yeah, you would ask Tuttle a question, be like, "Well, Silva, what do you think?" It's like, "No, Tuttle, say what you think."
He would toe the line and ride the fence, and then ask Silva for like the tiebreaker.
Yeah, it's kind of always since then.
At least now he has takes, or he'll just say I don't know, you know, whatever. All right, let's do a FanDuel lineup. FanDuel.
Oh hell yeah, dude.
.com.
Dude, there's two or three of our FanDuel users/viewers are just absolutely fist pumping. Finally back to that good shit.
What's up with FanDuel like not letting anyone log into their accounts?
It's a unique business
model
that they're trying.
You have to try, and these guys have not tried.
The chat, I just got to give the chat absolutely on fire today. Chris Diaz, who's Tuttle, longtime viewer, 10 out of 10. A parody of this show would be an educational show, guys giving good, well-researched information. It's just,
Earlier, I wasn't saying anything. Chris said, Liam doing his best Tuttle impression.
All right,
Dave. You're obviously the FanDuel pro here. You spent the most time in the streets playing cash games. So let's start us off on FanDuel.
Yeah, actually a DraftKings pro. You can see
Peter, did you see this? David has 6,300 followers on DraftKings version of social
7,300, I think, actually.
David might be the most followed guy on DraftKings social media.
You farm engagement over there, Dave?
I think Smiz is. They just see the name.
Dave, you could weaponize that cash game sundown. Yeah,
they see the crown, the verified crown, and they follow me. I will say it's more of a curse than a blessing because every time there's no way to turn off follow notifications, and so every time someone follows you, you get a push alert and an email. And so I just it's all the time. I've gotten used to it now.
The only emails I get from DraftKings are people.
That's not true.
Testimonials.
I don't think Corey, but
yeah. Corey.
Oh, Clay Sutton. I'm old enough to remember Kavish. Got him.
If there was ever a lie, it was you two starting Beehive newsletters that you so quickly abandoned. I mean, oh my God.
I still have a bunch of ideas. It's in a notepad. I just got to wait for the season to slow down.
That was a lock.
Oh,
all right.
You know who should get on DraftKings social media? Nate Noling. This is how he builds out his DraftKings brand.
Oh, yeah. Nate would probably do that work pro bono just to get invites for DraftKings cash games. He would probably revamp their whole shit.
All right, let's just focus. Go back to
$9,600.
Throw him in there. Let's build it.
I'm going to throw in. I want to go Justin Fields, but
why?
You know what? Let's do it. Patrick Mahomes. Let's do Patrick Mahomes.
David, not even I believe in this.
I know what you're saying.
And Davis is touted every single week. I'm going to do
but
the
he's upset. He's upset.
I got to keep it 100. I couldn't sleep on Sunday night. Like
he had
straight
an
up like
meltdown.
Because of laundry, bro?
Yeah.
Davis, have you addressed the Mahomes meltdown? He came off really bad.
Oh, no, I don't care. Like, he's angry.
Dude's saying to Josh Allen, the only reason you won are the refs. That's
he did not say the only reason you won.
He said that directly to the opposing quarterback when, like, you're just supposed to be like, yeah, good luck on the season, bro.
He was emotional. We get emotional
sometimes. It's the heat of the moment. It's the heat of the moment. I'm not, like, whatever. I was
Liam,
it was a poor
Liam telling people to compose themselves is, poetic.
If I was the quarterback of
Liam, you would be Philip Rivers if you were an NFL quarterback. You'd be John at Jay Cutler
from
across
the way.
The
refs. I would have got there. All right, Mahomes.
Hold me back. All right. And let's go with Davis. You're next.
Well, you have to play Kelsey. You gotta play Kelsey.
Yeah, if we're doing this, commit to the bit.
Not Rashee?
We both.
Rashee was up to 80% of the routes. Like, he was just finally like pretty much.
If Mahomes is getting there, he's not rushing in a 40-yard touchdown.
Can I tell you guys the funniest thing, actually, from like a fantasy football perspective about that whole debacle? Was that the team clearly had gone into that game saying, we got to play Tony more. It doesn't matter if he breaks. Like, we just got to have someone who gets open. It was his second most routes as a Chief ever. And now he is going to be relegated to the fucking shadow realm. Like, we're never going to see him again.
Heard is that Sky Moore's music, baby.
Did you advance any Sky Moore teams to the
I hope not. No, I only advanced one Wandell Robinson team. I was pretty disappointed about that.
All right, we got Mahomes and Kelsey.
Liam, take your pick.
Liam,
cheaper than Kyle Pitts, throw in Dalton Kincaid.
We're double tight end off the rip. Oh my god! On half point PPR,
he's cheaper than Kyle Pitts.
He projects for like 4.2 points.
Let's find out wide receivers in the 5600 range.
This is not
Darius Slayton is $100 cheaper than Dalton Kincaid on FanDuel. Michael Gallup is the same price. Like all the tight end, well, this is clearly a better play over these guys.
This allows us to do some things for sure. Okay,
he's a great punt.
All right. Let's
on FanDuel.
Whose turn is it?
Like Jonathan Mingle or Dalton Kincaid?
It's you. Put my nuts on the table. I don't want to hear a peep out of Davis Maddock. We're putting Brandon Ayuk into this lineup.
Peter.
I said I don't want to hear a peep.
We Team Debo opened their arms to you, dude.
No, and I rejected them. We stay in the foxhole with our guy Brandon Ayuk.
All right, Dave. Back to you.
All right. Let's just go. I do kind of want to go Zeke in this lineup now, but that's be too gross.
I think he's fine for real.
All right, Zeke at 6,500. Let's do it.
I straight up. I think Zeke is just Zach Moss. Zeke is
on FanDuel. He's cheaper than.
If Zeke is Zach Moss, then why are we playing him right now?
Oh.
Do we not
Zeke
learn?
Is $500 cheaper than Tony Pollard.
Honestly, like, just full stop, correlation-wise, like, this Chiefs team needs to be put. Like, if Mahomes and Kelsey are winning us a GPP, Zeke Elliott's going for 150 and two tutties.
I don't know. Yeah. I could see them just wanting to pour it on because they could finally.
They're not even capable of pouring it on.
Yeah, I literally don't know if this team is capable of pouring it on at this stage. They are so brain broke.
Against like, Bailey Zappi, man, where it's like everyone's going
to
be like, nope.
They lost to Jordan Love and Russell Wilson, dude. They can lose to any team. They can lose to any
Broncos
team.
Are making
Russell it. Wilson is good now.
No,
he's not.
Yes, he is.
All right, it's my pick. I need to save us some salary. We've got Jaden Reed as an option. We've got Chris Godwin as an option. We've got Jahan Dotson as an option.
We don't need to save too much salary. Like,
yeah, we got
let's
defense.
Just go with the cheap defense.
Should we put a D in?
Like, yeah, go put Panthers a D, in. D. Go Panthers D. Be it.
That feels not good.
Two Sky Moore teams,
they did
by
get
the way.
Three players back.
People keeping track at home.
Two Sky Moore teams advancing for Mr. Joe Verzette. Yeah, Panthers D, whatever, it's fine. Ritter will make at least one mind-bending bad pick, so we'll get at least one interception. Okay. We need... I don't know who I want. Do I want a running back? Do I want a wide receiver?
We're on anticipation here.
Too bad you can't get a third tight end in here.
You know what? I'll take Rashee 6,400. We'll double.
No.
Stack Patsy.
No.
Give me Tony Pollard. Little mini correlation there.
Yes, I like that. I don't like the.
Rashee. How much do we have left?
7,700
at wide receiver. That's you, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, God, the optionality chewing up our flex with Dalton Kincaid really is starting.
So nice.
Ooh,
do you want John Bingo? Like, come on now.
You could do like Olave. You could do Olave.
Hopkins.
Oh, Olave is
good. You could do Olave.
Olave is good. There's a great viral tweet going around right now about Olave's unrealized air yards. If you haven't read it, go find it. It's a good tweet.
Well, people are all pissed off at Ian for the term unrealized air yards. Isn't that the new thing right now?
Did you
I
see
mean,
the,
I used to do a weekly unrealized air yards tweet 5 years ago. So
wow. Get wrecked, Ian.
Get wrecked,
doing
brother.
That before you even a speck in Matthew Berry's eye.
I'm going Terry McLaurin and DeAndre Hopkins over Rice and Olave. If anyone wants to tail me.
Wow, where do you get your ideas?
Okay.
If all anyone right. wants to tail Soccer Dave, he did just give out the magic right there.
The nice thing is about the FanDuel lineup is you don't have to tell people not to dupe you because literally no one can log in to dupe you. So you're good.
That is not true.
That lineup only exists on Lineup HQ. It is strictly hypothetical. That we would need to bridge like to a different crypto chain to get that lineup over.
We would need to send an AVAX bridge in order to get it. You got to download a AVAX new Solana bridge. Wallet.
Peter, do you know what correlation you were missing between Kelsey and Kincaid? I'll give you one guess.
They jersey swapped last week.
Boom. Jersey swap.
Oh my gosh.
I also Davis, like Liam.
Knew that too.
Because people were worried about Kincaid's shoulder and you were convinced he was healthy because he did a jersey swap with Travis
and
Kelsey.
He said, I'm fine. And he was like so stoked to just see Taylor Swift or whatever.
Man. All right. Taylor and Swift, she's got to be a real one if she's still with him after this season. You know,
is she heading to Foxborough?
He's retiring. That's why Mahomes is so upset because he just is going to marry a billionaire.
Oh, if and is DeAndre that Hopkins, why Mahomes was so worried about the Tony offsides ruining Travis Kelce's Hall of Fame legacy? Because he knows he's going to retire, and that's going to be
and
the
he knows
last
it's falling
image.
Apart on them, and he's probably pissed off that they traded away Tyreek Hill.
Well, it's the first time in Patrick Mahomes' NFL career that he's hated coming to work. Every other year of his career, they've been the best team. He's never played a road playoff game. It's been an absolute joy. Now, every day he comes into work and he like sees Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney like probably like playing pranks on each other in the locker room. And just like he just, you know, the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts cigarette photo where he just looks like he is dead inside. That's Pat every day when he gets to work. He's just like, mother.
He knows they aren't good enough this year. I think that was part of the frustration.
Patrick, you just need to suck it up, bud. You think I want to be here doing this show right now? But I put on a brave face and I laugh through the disdain.
Peter, who's your Sky Moore and who's your Tony?
What do you mean?
Of the host.
Oh, of the show?
I'm your, yeah.
Oh,
I'm
your David's the Sky Moore.
I'm David, your Kelsey. So.
Yeah, because Davis is Kadarius Toney, right? Like, he's going to step off sides. He's going to interrupt somebody. But then he's just going to have the most beautiful line. You know, he's going to say he hung himself by his own sim petard and just completely win you back.
It's pretty right. obvious. And then Tuttle is MVS.
Justin
it's
Watson.
Tuttle, MVS, or just career,
but didn't pan out as a DK pro or
no, because just, Tuttle doesn't make like bloopers like MVS, right? He's Justin Watson. He just shows up every once in a while, makes a big play, doesn't make a big flash out of it.
Gives out his underdog lock player prop of the week and then shuts up.
Yeah.
I think the big thing to note here is that Pete just called Evan Silva Alex Smith. So
the big dog, who is the big dog? No, he's Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He's a coach. I did check
the big dog's advance rates.
Did you use his real username, not the Evan Silva username?
No.
Evan Silva is not on underdog. Yeah.
I did not know that. Someone took his...
Someone is weird. Yeah, people
who
do
is
that.
Checker,
like, there's
who
a Checker,
is Checker
Liam,
Liam.
There's a Joverzette. There's like all these weird parodies.
Checkers Liam is a great one.
Who is Checkers Liam and who is TakeCastFan01? Those are two identities that I really need to know.
I'm ashamed to say in the one draft I got matched up with Checkers Liam by random. He advanced.
Damn.
Wow. Checkers. You want to know why, brother? Because you're playing chess and he's playing checkers, buddy.
And I knew I drafted a bad team. I was like, fuck. And I looked at Checkers Liam. And I was like, dang, this is not going to be.
All right. Student becomes
real
master.
Quick. Tight ends. Njoku, yay or nay?
Yeah.
After
yeah.
last
Come
week.
On, do not Taco, chase, buddy.
Do not chase those touchdowns.
Okay.
It's Pete, dude, he like tie. Leads the tight ends in air yards the last month.
Yeah, it's you're not selecting David Njoku, you're selecting Joe Flacco, and that's fine.
He's 4,700 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
You should just pay up to get to Trey McBride, but yeah.
Njoku, Ferguson, or McBride?
I'll take McBride. Njoku is within 1,000
of George Kittle. Outrageous.
McBride is a monster, guys. McBride
is he is super legit.
McBride or Dalton Kincaid?
McBride.
I think I think tight end matchups actually matter in this current system of the cover two era.
I thought it was a talent thesis for Dalton Kincaid. Now it's the matchup.
It is, but it's also you need a good matchup for the tight ends. Kincaid was still at like 88% of routes with Knox back. They're going to run more 12 personnel. I like Logan Thomas as a punt. He's whatever. Brevin Jordan is probably real strong if Schultz is out again.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe get some deep bombs. Brevin Jordan versus Chigakonkwo, no competition. Do not play.
Tucker Kraft literally plays every snap. I think he's came off the field for a total of like 5 snaps in the Packers' last 2 games.
Is Kraft going to be like 50%?
No, because he kind of stinks.
This is where I miss Tuttle because he would like recommend this terrible take. Like a
here, I'll tell you, I'll channel Allen. Tuttle energy. He would bring up like Tyler Conklin.
I was going to say Jeremy Ruckert, same team.
Okay.
Rucker is
so I said this on the show last week. Slappies are always bringing up Tyler Conklin. Like Conklin just
after I did our show, like the whole week, I just kept seeing Tyler Conklin everywhere, just in my life.
It's a real Mandela effect type thing.
The Rams guy, Davis Allen, who replaced KB, yeah. That dude is like a fullback catching the he's a wide load.
Yeah. He's,
who wants to do $2,500 Durham Smythe if Tyreek doesn't play?
Not me. I'd play Julian Hill before him, I think.
All right.
Also, another punt one coming off a monster game. Obviously, they were down to no one, but Hunter Henry, 3,200.
If Douglas is back, I think it's no good. But if Douglas still doesn't play, then yeah, sure.
Bailey Zappi, target shares are like running backs and then Hunter Henry. So he just targets running backs and tight ends.
He's just trying not to get fired, dude.
He just wanted people to know we did not recommend Kyle Pitts against the Panthers. It's personal growth.
First off, Kyle Pitts is in our hearts always. I mean, you just can look at Peter and I and know we're clicking that name.
Gone, but never forgotten. Yeah.
What about Darren Waller if he's active?
I mean, honestly, Liam, I've heard worse ideas. I really have.
4,400. I don't know.
Oh, Peter, I owe you $20. Zach Wilson started the game for the Houston for the Jets.
That was a bizarre bet by you.
It was. I'm a news hound, dude. I get it in good. I can't wait for our JSN Leody project.
Oh my god, that's a real sweat. It's
gonna be
sweat.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think JSN's gonna get it.
What a great bet that I did get you angled into though. Where like. It's like knowing, and it's really knowing my audience there, like knowing Leone is going to resist that to the bitter end.
I can't wait to post that screenshot.
Special thanks to everyone that's still just watching this show, to our producer, really.
Do you want to tell people what he's going through?
No, I don't. But he always has our backs. I'll say that. The guy always has
our
backs.
He puts the butts in seats. I'll tell you that.
He puts the butts in the seats. That is for sure.
So I just want to say, like, he should not be producing the show today, and he is. So
a warrior.
Shout out to him.
It's his flu game.
Yeah.
If Michael Jordan had his butt all stitched up.
By the way, Tuttle got back to me, advanced 1 of 6 teams he drafted.
What a Chad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Liam, final thoughts.
DeHember has passed the torch. It is Josh Allen Hember. Just lock him in. Elite paying up for quarterback hasn't worked, but they got to make the playoffs. They got to win out. They got to go hard.
Right after Derrick Henry scores 2 touchdowns last week. Amazing. All right. Davis?
You know, just run the Sims and just remember Team Debo will always welcome you. We are always welcoming to new members, new brothers, new sisters. We will not the Church of Debo is not going to close its doors to you.
Okay. And then, just reading the chat. And then, Peter?
Thoughts? I honestly, it's impressive that we did the show after what Sosa showed us right before we went live. It's honestly impressive. If permission to let Sosa screen share yeah. that as a walk-off?
No, he does not. He does not want to do that. All right. Yeah, I will just go ahead and say, listen, this, and this is a good show as any to say this about, but like I grew up watching Frank Wycheck, and he passed away last week, and just RIP to that guy, one of the great early tight ends, and the Music City Miracle, that was a lateral, a backwards pass. So suck it, Liam. So with that being only said,
could, I mean, you're setting me up there by giving like a condolences.
Suck it, Liam.
Yeah, like I of course I can't like go against you there when you're like, RIP, this dude who passed away, by the way.
Right. Fuck you, Liam. Yeah, well, you gotta say that. All right.
That was one of my first football memories, the Music City Miracle.
There you go. All right. And you're still here with us. So appreciate everyone tuning in. We'll see you next time. Good luck. Good luck in your week 15. Good luck in your playoffs. Good luck in everything this week.
Good luck.
See you next week.
It's okay to sweat your best ball teams and have fun.